Com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a review board assessing maternal deaths of women who die in childbirth was signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo on August 1st. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, New York has made significant progress ensuring every woman in the state has equal access to high-quality health care before, during, and after pregnancy. Racial disparities in maternal mortality is a national crisis, and with the creation of this expert review board and advisory council, we are tackling the problem head-on to ensure safer, healthier pregnancies for all. End quote. The board will make recommendations after studying maternal deaths in childbirth. In 2010, New York ranked 46th in the nation for maternal mortality, but has since improved to 30th out of 50 states. 2 weeks ago, Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson announced that as of October 1st, it will no longer be providing childbirth services, sending women to Albany instead. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that there were no signs of Confederate flags for sale July 31st at the Ulster County Fair. On opening day, three vendors were selling Confederate-themed T-shirts, belt buckles, and small skulls. Then organizers discussed the fair's 2015 ban on items with stars and bars themes with the vendors, and they were gone the next day. Fair General Manager Gary Newkirk said, and I quote, "We went out immediately after being told about the items. All the buckles are gone, the T-shirts are gone, everything that was pointed out is gone," end quote. Previously this year, the Ulster County Fair booked and then unbooked a band called Confederate Railroad that often display Confederate symbols. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high of 77 and a low around 55. Monday should be sunny with a high of 79 and a low around 60. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is The Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 9 minutes past noon. Coming up after the Jazz Disturbance, it'll be Music for the Masses, and today's show, Afro-Brazilian Jam Number 3, with your host, Neva Wartell. She is here faithfully, every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. here at 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. We tweet here and there at twitter.com/WGXC. You can get in touch with us at info@WGXC.org. You can call us Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at area code 518-697-7400 and leave your feedback at feedback@WGXC.org, or you can leave a 3-minute message ready for broadcast at 518-291-9492. The listener line into our Hudson studio right now is 518-828-0290. From saxophonist Rich Haley, his first recording in years featuring a pianist. The release is called Terra Incognita, and we heard the tune Centripetal. Rich Haley accompanied by pianist Matthew Shipp, bassist Michael Bizio, and drummer Newman Taylor Baker. This is a new release on Haley's own Pine Eagle Records. Before this, we heard from the Kate Dunton Trio, along with trumpeter and flugelhorn John DeEarth. Her self-release release is called Planet DeEarth, featuring the work of John DeEarth. We heard the tune Mr. Zen, and that featured tenor saxophonist Bob Mincer. From pianist Nick Sanders, his release of, was it earlier this year? Yeah, it was earlier this year. The release called Playtime 250 on Sunnyside Records, and we heard his composition, Hungry Ghost. Henry Frazier on bass, Connor Baker on drums, pianist Nick Sanders. And I think I did my due diligence. It's now 26 minutes past noon. We've got until 1 o'clock to wrap it up here on the Jazz Disturbance.
This is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
Thank you. This is Barry White, and I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Now, I don't want to control you. I just want to have a good time. I'm in ecstasy when you're laying down next to me, listening to WGXC. Oh, no, no. It's ecstasy, yeah, when you are laying down next to me, listening to WGXC 90.7, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. This is so right for you and for me, this WGXC.
I'm leaving LA.
Yeah, no worries here on the Jazz Disturbance. Not today. You are in tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this has been the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 6 minutes before 1 p.m. In the background, guitarist David Coffey. He has a new release out, Down by the River, and it's on Detroit Music Factory Records, and we're listening to the Coltrane composition Impressions. Right before that, from the group Snack Cat. I love that. Aww. Snack Cat. This is on Rope-A-Dope Records, and we heard Leaving L.A. From Tina Fuller, saxophonist extraordinaire, with her release Diamond Cut on Mack Avenue Jazz, and we heard the tune Delight. From drummer Ted Pitziker, his release on Zoho Records is called Bindica, and we heard From the Center. All new releases, folks, all new releases, except this one, which is from 2007, from the group Hashtag Bloomerangs, their release Horizon Sunset. And we heard the tune Young Dads. We're getting ready for Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel. And she's got something planned here. Afro-Brazilian Jam number 3, offering a sampling from the limitless source of exceptional Afro-Brazilian sounds, featuring music by Baziga 70, Tim Maia, Baziga 70, Tim Maia, Luis Miracoco, Grupo Batuque, and Vera Esu Conjunto. All right, forgive me for those pronunciations. Neva can do it better, right, Neva?
Somewhat. At least it's not French. I'm a little better with Portuguese than I am with French. French is abysmal.
So that's Neva Wortel. She's your host from 1 to 3 p.m. today here at 90.7 FM. wavefarm.org/listen. And if you've got that TuneIn app on your smartphone, we be there. So get ready for all that and much more on your community radio station, WGXC and WGXC.org, all around the world. Right, Neva?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere you don't want us to be. All right, folks. Back for more of the Jazz Disturbance next week. Ciao for now. You're welcome, Neva.